Let's take a closer look at the federal education standards known as the Common Core. You're probably familiar with the debate. Critics see the standards as a federal takeover of a local issue. Supporters say the Common Core improves public education. Either way, students in more than 40 states are experiencing a dramatically different curriculum this year. Reporter Anna Tentakulis of Here and Now contributor KQED takes us to San Francisco, where gifted students now have to wait until high school to take basic algebra.
Justin Van Zandt is a busy dad. He has 5 kids, all under 18. He also holds down a full-time job, so you'd think in his free time he'd want to hang out with his buddies. Instead, Van Zandt teaches and tutors his kids, and it all takes place at this coffee shop just down the block from their house.
It's great food, and it's a great atmosphere to study in. I've been able to work with the kids here. It's more fun than just studying in the room at home, and there are fewer distractions.
Tonight, it's basic Italian with his 11-year-old daughter, Valentina, who snuggles next to him on one of the couches, her strawberry peach smoothie in hand.
So repeat after me. La famiglia e l'università.
La famiglia e l'università.
Materie di studio.
Valentina is a straight-A student, can play 4 instruments, and is already fluent in Spanish. She's now in 7th grade, and her dad is determined to get her into San Francisco's highest-performing public high school. So on top of Italian, he's been drilling Valentina on math.
Multiplication and division and like fractions, decimals. He teaches a lot, but he doesn't always have a whole lot of patience.
Sometimes I'm impatient if it's not going well enough, so I have high expectations, you know.
Which is why he and many parents in San Francisco were outraged when they learned, under the new Common Core standards, algebra will no longer be taught in middle school. Instead, all students will have to wait until their freshman year in high school to take the class. Valentina says that's going to hurt gifted students.
Sometimes things get too easy, or some classes aren't very challenging if there are people who aren't as well achieving.
The shift to now require algebra in high school is a big deal because it hits on a deep-rooted debate over when advanced math should be introduced and to which students. Some say too much algebra at a young age causes students to flounder. Others say not enough will leave them unprepared for tough college prep courses in high school. Districts in other cities like Los Angeles and Oakland are going to allow some high-achieving kids to go ahead and take algebra in middle school, but not the San Francisco Unified School District. For years, all 8th graders had to take algebra, but it didn't work. The vast majority either failed or did poorly.
Those students are now on a cycle of failure.
That's Lizzie Hull Barnes, in charge of the math overhaul. She says the district sees this as a social justice issue, that tracking students or separating them based on whether or not they're smart is simply wrong. Hull Barnes says under the new standards, honors classes are going away, and math at all levels is more rigorous and engaging, regardless of the student's ability.
What it means to be good in math is no longer about answer getting and speed. And in fact, what it means to be truly, deeply proficient in math includes things like you can defend your reasoning, you can understand how a mathematical situation would apply in the real world. That's a very significant shift.
Okay, so we're going to draw 3 triangles and 3 rectangles.
At a training workshop in San Francisco, teachers are trying to figure out how to engage students at all levels. That means students will be problem solving in groups. But what's worrying parents is that instead of learning algebra in 1 year, the new curriculum spreads it out over 2. They say that's going to slow things down. 8th grade teacher Verona Kempster says that's actually a good thing. The old curriculum was just rapid drill and kill.
You had to move pretty quickly. You would get a lot of practice on how to solve a system of equations and more practice on how to find the roots of a quadratic function. But you sometimes would have to skip the parts about, like, when would you use those skills? What are those procedures for? How do they apply to the real world?
But parent Melody Hernandez doesn't think this is the best thing for her 13-year-old son, Basil. He'll no longer be in honors classes, and Hernandez worries he's not going to be challenged and will just wind up helping other students in class.
It's very disappointing to me that our education system is really starting to become this cookie-cutter approach.
A growing group of parents say they're going to keep pressuring the district to create more options so they don't have to choose between private school or paying extra for advanced math classes. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Tentakulis.